Do you know that from your position, you can change a situation? Do you also know that you are the master over the created world and that you are meant to rule over everything God has made? Listen carefully to Pastor Segun Obaje as he brings to you with simplicity and clarity the message of the new creation realities in Christ Jesus. Be blessed as you listen.
I welcome all partners of SOTM, sons and daughters in the faith, to a day of prayer, blessings, and special impartation in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Lord told me to convene this prophetic meeting to bless you and impart to you certain words and graces needed to move you up in life, in career also, in business, in ministry, in academics, in finances, and in all pertaining to life and destiny. Glory to God. Now, it's a special moment. It's a special opportunity to enjoy the goodness of God like you have never enjoyed it before, because anytime there's an impartation of the Word of God and the Spirit of God through a man of God, there's always a release of grace. In addition to what you have already, there's a release of grace to advance you, to move you forward. Paul wrote to the church at Rome in Romans chapter 1 and verse 11. He told them very clearly, he said, "Watch out for me, I'm coming to you to impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end that you may be established." So that means any time and every time God brings an impartation of His grace, His word, His spirit to us, it is to one end, to establish us, glory to God, to advance us, to move us forward. Again, we understand in Deuteronomy chapter 34 and verse 9, the Bible records of Joshua the son of Nun. The Bible says he was full of the spirit of wisdom because Moses, the servant of the Lord, had laid his hand upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him. Now listen to this. This is a powerful revelation in the New Testament church. Impartation. You see, there's such a thing as the doctrine of laying on of hands. The Bible tells us very clearly in Hebrews chapter 6, if you start reading from verse 1 into verse 4, it speaks of the elementary principles of the doctrine of Christ. And part of that is the doctrine of laying on of hands. Now, of course, you are not with me physically and I'm not with you physically, but there can be such a thing as a transference of grace. It is still impartation, either by physical contact or by radiation. There can be a transference of grace, an impartation that will bring about a change of story. Glory to God. And I'm praying for every partner. I'm praying for every son, every daughter. I'm praying for everyone who is connected to this ministry, Segun Obaje Teaching Ministry, and I'm declaring concerning you that you are blessed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the good hand of the Lord is about to come upon your life in a special way that will cause an overshadowing of the glory of God on your life, on your family, on your business, on your career, on your academics, on the works of your hands, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your ministry is about to experience a turnaround like you've never seen it or heard it before, like you've never experienced it before, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want you to get ready right now and open up your heart to receive from the Lord. Open up your heart to receive from the Lord. Glory to God. Now, the Lord laid upon my heart to share with you certain things. You know, there are basically two ways of transmitting the grace of God. that we see in the Bible? Basically, two ways. Number one, there's impartation by words. Impartation by words. The Bible tells us in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, and verse 44. The Bible says, while Peter yet spake, the Holy Spirit fell upon those who heard the word of God. So you see, the impartation of the Spirit came through the word of God. Okay? There's such a thing as impartation by words. You can impart grace by words. All right? Ezekiel chapter 2. If you start the reading from verse 1 to verse 2, the Bible tells us very clearly, the word of the Lord came unto Ezekiel the prophet and said unto him, stand upon your feet and I will speak with you. And the Bible says, the moment the Lord spoke those words to him, the Spirit entered into him. And the Bible tells us that the Spirit stood him up on his feet. Glory to God. This is a powerful, powerful revelation. So there's such a thing as impartation, all right, of spiritual realities, spiritual graces, spiritual, you know, substances by the speaking of certain prophetic words, Holy Ghost given, Holy Ghost inspired words. For example, how did salvation, you know, come to us? Salvation was imparted to our spirit, that new life, eternal life, through the spoken word. We were saved by the word of God, the spoken word of God. So there is such a thing as impartation by the speaking of the word. And then the other one, which is by laying on of hands, I believe so strongly that most people understand the place of, you know, the laying on of hands. Okay. But what we're going to be engaging today, because you are not within my immediate environment, so I cannot lay hands on you, but I'm going to speak certain words from the depth of the Holy Spirit that would transform your life, that would change your life from inside out. So get ready to receive those prophetic words. Now, what I'm about to share with you is a word that the Lord himself gave me, put in my heart for you, our partner, for you, a son, for you, a daughter, for you, a partaker of our ministry and the grace that the Lord God has given to us in this ministry. Praise the Lord. Okay, so once again, I want to welcome everyone to this special day of prayer, blessings, and special impartation in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. So let's get into the word of God now. Now, grace is about to come to you. God's word is the word of his grace. So get ready to receive grace. Say amen to that. All right. Now, this is what the Lord laid on my heart, and I want you to listen with rapt attention. The Lord gave me this specific word for all our partners, sons and daughters in the faith. And God said to me from the book of Haggai, chapter 2. Haggai, chapter 2. We'll start reading from verse 7. Haggai, chapter 2, from verse 7. And I will shake all nations. Now, like we see it happening all around, there's a shaking all over. Okay, a global shaking. Right now, it says, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. All right, and I will fill this house with glory. Speaking of the temple of God, the house of God. Now, understand that the church of the living God is the temple of God, is the house of God. Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16, and then 1 Corinthians chapter 6, if you start reading from verse 16 down to 17, he was talking about the church, speaking of the church as the temple of the Holy Ghost, the house of God. Praise the name of the Lord. So he's speaking of us here. He says, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, I want you to understand the prophetic picture that the Lord is painting on the canvas of our minds. Listen to this. All right. God is shaking all nations, not some, all. All right. There's a global shaking going on right now all over the world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that the desire of all nations may come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, the desire of all nations here speaks of the desire for the Messiah, the desire for salvation. There is a strong and a deep groaning that is happening in the hearts of men all over the world today. People are now longing for something beyond, you know, that which is in their comfort zone. People are now longing for a salvation that only God can give them. Praise God. The desire of the nations is going up to God right now for salvation. So that means they are desiring the salvation that only the Messiah, Jesus Christ, can give. He's the Savior and He's the Lord. He is the healer. He is the restorer. He is the deliverer. Salvation is of the Lord. He is the Savior. Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, glory to God. He is the Savior, the anointed Christ, the anointed Savior. Glory to God. Amen. Now, understand this, that the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory. Now, speaking of the house of God, it says, I will fill it with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, when the Lord uses his name, he calls himself by this name, the Lord of hosts. He's actually talking about the Lord of the hosts of heaven, the angels of God. That means God is ready to fight. God is ready to take that which belongs to him. God is ready to bring to himself that which belongs to him. God is ready to engage his angels to mobilize them to bring in the harvest, to bring in that which he's paid for with his own blood. Hallelujah. He says, saith the Lord of hosts, all right, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. All right. You can see the word saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts. All right. Saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts. Four different times he uses the word saith the Lord of hosts, meaning I am going to fulfill this word by engaging and mobilizing my angels to bring to pass my word. Now listen to this. The shaking that is in the world right now is not to your advantage. To your disadvantage. The shaking that is in the world right now is not to your disadvantage in any way. All right? It is to your in your favor. It is to your advantage. It is in your own interest. Glory to God. So the shaking is to fill the house of God with glory. Glory. And then he tells us what the glory is. All right. The glory is twofold here. Listen very carefully. The first dimension of the glory is that the desire of all nations shall come. That means people will now begin to long for salvation. They want to be saved. Glory to God. So that means there's going to be a massive influx of people into the kingdom of God according to Isaiah chapter 2. If you start reading from verse 1 to verse 3, glory to God. So listen very carefully. There's going to be salvation of souls. People will come to the church. Now, you cannot imagine the number of people that have been saved just, you know, online alone during this lockdown. Glory to God. Listen, a lot of people have been saved. So immediately after the lockdown, the church must get ready for people, all right, coming to the local assemblies. Glory to God. All right, coming to receive the word of the Lord as prophesied by Isaiah the prophet. Glory to God. In Isaiah chapter 2, and verse 2, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Verse 3, and many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Glory to God. Now listen to this. That is what God is doing. The shaking that is happening all over the world right now is to one end that has two sides. All right? One end that has two sides. Number one, all right, to bring in souls into the kingdom of God, salvation. People are going to get saved en masse. In fact, they are getting saved en masse right now. Glory to God. People are getting saved en masse online. People are getting saved. Glory to God. And people will yet get saved in our local assemblies. All right? So get ready for that. And then the second side of this, the reason for this shaking is that God is going to bring prosperity to his house. Listen very carefully. Did you hear that word prosperity? All right. God is bringing prosperity to his house. He's bringing prosperity. All right. Note what he says here. He says, and I will fill this house with glory. Haggai chapter 2. All right. From verse 7 to 9. I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. All right, he will fill this house with glory. All right, and then he says, the silver is mine and the gold is mine. So the glory we're going to see is not just the glory of the manifestation of God's power in salvation, in healings and miracles, all right, which is the first sight or fold or dimension of the reason for this shaking. Glory to God. And then the second half of it is that he's going to fill the house of God, the church, with glory, silver and gold. And then he tells us, he says, the glory of this latter house, speaking of the end time church. Glory to God. All right, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. Now listen very carefully. The angels of God are already on assignment, deployed already, all right, to bring in this mighty harvest. Glory to God. And listen very carefully. This is what God is doing right now. So, what should be your expectation? All right. What should be the substance and the object of your faith? All right, expect salvation of souls. Now, God is going to be using you in different ways to bring people into the kingdom of God. People, souls. Glory to God. And then number two, God is going to be bringing a massive dimension of prosperity your way. Now, this is not working against you. The pandemic is not to cause you to shrink in your finances. No, the pandemic is a shaking that ought to bring prosperity to you. So you have to renew your mind. You must know what is happening right now. These things happening around are not happening working against you. They are not happening to go against you. They are happening in your favor. They are happening for you. Glory to God. So get ready. Get ready. There's a way to think right now. What is the advantage that the Lord has made ready for me in this crisis? What is the advantage? Now listen to this. This is very, very powerful. Now, when the Lord called for a famine in the day of Joseph and broke the whole staff of bread, it was to one end, all right, to preserve a people for his name, the children of Israel. Glory to God. And then number two, to bless Joseph and the children of Israel. It was actually for the lifting of Joseph, all right? There was a famine. He called for a famine. Glory to God. He broke the whole staff of bread. He sent a man ahead of them. Listen very carefully. God is going to be sending people at this time. All right, he's going to be sending you ahead of other people. Glory to God. He's bringing you into prominence. He's bringing you into prosperity for the kingdom. Hallelujah. So please, you have to renew your mind. This is not against you as a child of God. No, this season is not a season that is meant to bring you down, that is meant to destroy you. This season was designed by God to lift you to prominence. Glory to God. Amen. You are going to be taking your place in destiny. You are going to be taking your place in God's purpose and in God's will for your life. You don't want to miss this. Amen. So listen very well. God is about to do something that you've never heard before. All right. The kind of increased prosperity, the kind of manifestation of God's goodness that you've never seen before, you've never heard before, is coming your way right now. Say amen to that. Glory to God. Now, there's a counterpart of that prophetic word in the book of Prophet Joel, chapter 2. All right. We'll start the reading from verse 23. We'll read to verse 29. It says, "Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he had given you the former rain moderately, and it will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust have eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar, and the palmerworm, my great army which I sent among you, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you." Glory to God. Note what it says. It says you shall eat in plenty. All right. Not in scarcity, in plenty, and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God. Okay. And he had dealt, that he had dealt with you wondrously. All right. And my people shall never be ashamed. My people shall never be ashamed. I want you to begin to declare it in the name of Jesus. There is no shame before my face. I will never be ashamed in the name of Jesus Christ. No shame of poverty, no shame of inadequacy, no shame in any way in the name of Jesus. I meet all my obligations over and above what is required in Jesus' name. There is no shame before my face in the name of Jesus. I declare concerning you, no shame, no shame, no shame in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And my people shall never, never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. Glory to God. Now, did you notice the two dimensions of the reason why there's always a shaking? All right. Anytime there's a shaking in the world, a global shaking, listen very carefully. It is to one end that has two sides. Glory to God. The first side is salvation. Salvation of souls. Glory to God. And it comes by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is the time of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The Lord God Almighty is pouring out His Spirit upon all flesh. Glory to God. The groanings of people are come up to the Lord, and they are groaning for something beyond what their government can do for them. They are groaning for something beyond what their family members can give them. They are groaning and desiring for the desire of the nations, all nations to come, and that is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They are groaning right now for salvation. They are groaning and awaiting the manifestation of the sons of God. All right. God is going to do marvelous things in this moment, in this time. Glory to God. At this moment, at this time, there's a massive flow of grace that is coming upon the earth, and is coming upon the earth through the church, the body of Christ. Hallelujah. This is the time to step into deeper waters, to step into the things that the Spirit of God has ordained for the church. Glory to God. Massive salvation. Amen. And then it tells us, it says, you will eat in plenty and you'll be satisfied. All right. And you will glorify God who has dealt wondrously with you. Praise God. What does that tell you? It tells us that this thing is twofold. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit for salvation of souls. Of course, that comes with the demonstration of the miraculous signs and wonders. Glory to God. The gifts of the Holy Spirit. Notable miracles. Amen. Glory to God. Diverse miracles. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then the other half of it is prosperity. Prosperity. Now, the Lord spoke to me and said, tell my people that it is time to prosper them. Now, this is the Lord of hosts speaking to you. The Lord of hosts speaking to you. Now, listen, even if you've suffered, you know, losses as a result of this lockdown, maybe a business person, all right, and you sell, you have a shop or something, and you couldn't, you know, go to shop because of the lockdown, and you couldn't sell because of the lockdown. Listen very carefully. God is saying something to you that you will not, all right, in the final analysis of it, suffer any loss. That's what he's saying to you, that prosperity is your portion. Prosperity is yours. Prosperity, divine prosperity, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For those who have been dealing in hundreds of thousands, all right, that's what you've been handling so far. God is bringing you to the million flows. Glory to God. You start handling tens of millions and hundreds of millions. For those who have touched hundreds of millions, listen very carefully. God is about to bring you into the billion flows. Glory to God. You begin to handle tens of billions and hundreds of billions. Hallelujah. Amen. In fact, there's a young beloved one right there listening to me right now. The Lord is saying that I'm going to bless you and open doors of advantage and opportunities for you that will bring you into the $1 million flow. Glory to God. That you will hit the first $1 million supernaturally by creative ideas in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because this is the time that the angels of God are working prosperity for the people of God. See, this is not a time for you to think poverty. This is not the time for you, all right, to bury your head in the sand and begin to wallow in condemnation and self-pity. This is the time to brace up and stand up and take your place in destiny, because this is the time that the Lord is prospering his own people. Glory to God. Get ready for it. Get ready for it. Open your mind, all right? Refuse to confess negative. All right, or confess things contrary to this provision, contrary to what the Lord is doing in our day, in our time. Glory to God. Now get ready for it. This is the moment. This is the moment. This is the time in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Amen. Now let me read you other prophetic words here in Isaiah chapter 60. All right, the first 7 verses. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Glory to God. Now look at what it says here. It says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Now that is talking about, you know, global darkness, a pandemic. All right, it says the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Hallelujah. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light. The Gentiles shall come to thy light. So this is the time that God is opening your eyes to see your light. That unique advantage that he has given you. Glory to God. That unique advantage that He has committed to you, that He has placed within you, that unique gift, that unique ability, God is opening your eyes to see those things in the name of the Lord Jesus. He says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, in the name of Jesus. I prophesy concerning you, the Gentiles are coming to your light, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Gentiles are coming to your light, in the name of Jesus. They are coming in right now as I speak, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now listen very carefully. Let me say this. The word of the Lord has come unto me, all right, saying, listen, you must discover that unique grace and unique ability that the Lord has given to you. You must discover it. Listen very carefully, because that is what is going to stand you out. And that's what the Gentiles will come to. All right? That's what's going to bring prosperity to you. What has the Lord given to you? What has the Lord committed to you? What is that very thing that the Lord has given to you? Is it the ability to write books? Is it the ability to sell? Is it the ability to lay hands on the sick and see them recover? Is it the ability to teach and preach? Is it the ability to lecture? Is it the ability? Whatever it is that the Lord has given you, you must locate it. There is something that the Gentiles will come to. All right? It says the Gentiles will come to thy light. To thy light. Glory to God. And I'm praying for you, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God is upon you now in the name of Jesus. Now catch that dimension in the name of Jesus. Makutakia Roduna Makatahaya. That remarkable sight, Maria Katoshata, of your life, Rania Kosha, of your career, of your business, of your academics, of your family, of your ministry, is revealed to you and is revealed to your world in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because that's what the Gentiles will come to. The Gentiles will come to thy light and to the brightness. Kings will come to the brightness of thy rising. Glory to God. It says, lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Recovery. Have you lost anything? Have you lost certain grounds in your family, in your ministry, in your finances? Ikobrati asona kadia, in business, in career, there is recovery for you in the name of Jesus. Makando boroshata, I prophesy it right now. Receive that grace for recovery in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Now it tells us, he says, then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear, all right, in godly reverence, in other words, and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The abundance of the sea. You know what that means? All right, when the Bible speaks of the sea or bodies of water, all right, he's talking about the nations. He's talking about, you know, people. All right, that means God is going to bring the abundance of the sea to you, an idea that will bless many people, and then the people will bless you in return. They will give you value for that idea or that value that you have added to them. Praise God. Look at it. God is giving you the abundance of the sea. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the ministry, in business, in career, the abundance of the sea. Makora shakabakatino koshita lahaya runono mokotona maha is converted unto you in the name of Jesus. The forces of the Gentiles come to you in the name of Jesus, the forces of the Gentiles. That speaks about the strength of the Gentiles, their wealth, their provisions. God is going to be bringing you into opportunities. All right, systems that have been established, structures that have been established, God is going to be bringing you to enjoy the benefits of those structures. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the wealth of the nations, they come to you in Jesus' name. Glory to God. It says the multitude of camels shall cover the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. And they shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Glory to God. This is how God glorifies the church. This is how God glorifies the house of his glory. This is how God glorifies you, the temple of the living God. Hallelujah. With wealth, abundance, prosperity. Say amen to that. Now go to verse 16 of Isaiah chapter 60 very quickly and see this here. It says, thou shall also suck the milk of the Gentiles and shall suck the breast of kings. Glory to God. You know, milk here of the Gentiles speaks of ready-made provision. All right? Okay, you don't prepare milk. It's ready-made. Glory to God. Okay? It says, thou shalt suck the breast of kings. The breast of kings. All right? That means the treasury, all right, of their ready-made provisions. He says you will take from it, you will receive from it, you will suck the breast of kings. Glory to God. You see, mothers don't have to prepare breast milk for their babies, all right? They just take the breast and put it in the mouth of the baby, and the baby starts eating, all right? It is ready-made, you know, plug and use. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Instant milk. Glory to God. Provision that God has made ready, preserved for you. All right. Treasures in the sand. That's what the Bible is talking about there. All right. It says, thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles and shall suck the breast of kings, and thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. Glory to God. The mighty one of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold. Hallelujah. Now tell yourself, all right, this is my moment of divine upgrade. Divine upgrade. All right? Divine upgrade. Note what it says, for brass I will bring gold. All right? Instead of brass, I will bring gold. Hallelujah. And for iron, I will bring silver. For wood, brass. And for stones, I will bring iron. I will also make thy officers peace and thy exactors righteousness. Glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. This is the word of the Lord for you. Amen. Get ready for an upgrade. Upgrade. I prophesy an upgrade for you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Instead of brass, receive gold. In the name of Jesus. Instead of iron, receive silver. Instead of wood, receive brass. And instead of stones, receive iron. There's an upgrade for you. Upgrade, 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 upgrade. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is your portion. In Jesus' name, Makon di Zibro Hotakai, Brasatonda Kra. Pray in other tongues. Receive that right now. There's an upgrade for me. Begin to name it in your family. Name it in your business. Name it in your career. Name it in your academics. Name it in ministry. Come on, there's an upgrade. 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 In the name of Jesus, instead of brass, I receive gold. Instead of iron, I receive silver. Instead of wood, brass. Instead of stones, I receive iron. There's an upgrade for me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Ghost, upgrade, divine upgrade. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then one more verse in Isaiah chapter 60, the last verse, verse 22. It says, a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. It says, I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. Glory to God. A strong nation. A strong nation. Hallelujah. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Divine multiplication. A little one is a thousand. A thousand. A thousand times so many more. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Multiplication. At least a thousand times so many more. Radoba kekone kabagadogre shuta lamahaya. A small one is a strong nation. Your business may look small right now. Despise not the days of little beginning. Your ministry may look small right now. Despise not the days of little beginning. A small one is a strong nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare it in Jesus' name. Makose brota kande grushaka. Your career may look small right now. Despise not the days of little beginning. This is the time for supernatural upgrade, multiplication, advancement in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Goruna mata sabojo namaka dia gabara samangi tokuna kidubra tagido gobruto kidagaya samanda rada bahaya in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So get yourself ready. All right, this is a special season for your lifting. It is not meant for your downfall. No, this season is meant for your lifting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, what is God doing? In summary, God is doing primarily two things. All right? He's bringing in a mighty harvest of souls into the kingdom of God. All right? Through the demonstration of the power of God in signs and wonders and diverse miracles, mighty deeds. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit happening right now. All right. People are coming. The desire of all nations, Christ Jesus, is come to them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God is blessing his own. All right. There's a mighty move of prosperity upon the church. Listen, the church is not going to shrink. The church is not going to reduce in financial capacity in any way. That's speaking of you, all right? And I'm saying this to all of our partners. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blessing of the Lord is upon you. The Lord of hosts has spoken to me and commanded me to command you to prosper. And in the name of Jesus, the commander of the blessing, I command you to prosper in the name of the Lord Jesus. Prosper in Jesus' name. Sons and daughters in the faith, prosper in the name of the Lord Jesus. The good hand of the Lord is strong upon you for prosperity in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So what are you to do? What is expected of you at such a time as this? Amen? Very simple. Number one, for those who are already partners of SOTM, you're partners with us in the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I want to say thank you to you, all right? And I also want to encourage you to do more, because that's what God is doing right now. The prosperity is not meant for, you know, a show off. The prosperity that God has brought upon the church and what he's doing to prosper us is for the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you are already a partner, okay? Make sure that you partner regularly and trust the Lord to jack up your partnership. Glory to God. Believe God to be able to jack up your partnership. And then for those who are not yet partners, all right, I want to encourage you. Let the Spirit of God move your heart to partner with Shegun Obaji Teaching Ministries, partner with SOTM. Glory to God. And let's take the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to the ends of the world. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Now, I'm still coming back to minister to you specifically, and then trust the Holy Spirit to be able to impart some spiritual gifts and graces unto you, to the end that you may be established and then upgraded in all that pertains to you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, before I go to that, I love to make one or two announcements here very quickly. All right. If you have a testimony, do you have a testimony you would love to share with us? Have you received a healing or miracle? Has God touched you, all right, in a supernatural way through our ministry? Okay, kindly share your testimony with us online through one of these means, all right? Send us a WhatsApp message on 0806-5686-560, all right? I repeat, 0806-5686-560. One more time. Okay, 0806-5686-560. All right, that is the number. Or you can send us an email. All right, send the email to testimony@shegunobaje.org. Okay, testimony@shegunobaje.org. Glory to God. All right, I'll make the other announcement later, but maybe some people want to quickly respond to what the Lord is doing in their lives. Okay, you can respond. That's a feedback mechanism made available for you to be able to respond to what the Lord has done for you through this ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, let me say this before I begin to pray for people. All right. God wants you to know that there is an anointing upon this ministry for early establishment. Now, I need to say that again. God wants you to know and understand that there is an anointing of the Spirit of God upon this ministry for early establishment. All right? And God wants to bring you into early establishment in all that pertains to you. So get ready. Get ready. And then number two, there is an anointing of God's Spirit upon this ministry for prosperity. All right? Because we're about to get into the session of impartation. So you know what to expect and what to receive. There's an anointing of God's Spirit upon Pastor Shegun and Pastor Funke Obaje for prosperity. All right? And that anointing is the anointing of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is available to you right now. Praise God. Number three, there's an anointing or grace of our Lord Jesus Christ upon this ministry for the supernatural. For the supernatural. Strange miracles, strange manifestations of the Spirit of God, something that is extraordinary. Glory to God. That grace is in the house. Praise God. That anointing is here. All right? And then there's an anointing upon this ministry for a piercing apostolic invasion. Glory to God. That means we carry the grace by the mercy and the grace of God to pierce, you know, regions, territories. Glory to God. And if you're a business person or you're in the ministry, that grace is available right now. All right? Your business doesn't need to be localized or stay on one spot. No, your business can become global. There's an anointing for global impact. Global impact on this ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And there is an anointing for prophetic insight. Prophetic insight. There's an anointing for the prophetic upon this ministry. Glory to God. And listen to this. This is very important. Understand that the prophetic is not only meant for prophets all right, and pastors and ministry gifts in the body of Christ. The anointing for the prophetic, that prophetic grace is for businessmen also, for career people, you know, to be able to see through the marketplace and see what God is showing you, see advantages, see through the eyes of the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That anointing is available in the house. Amen. And I can go on and on and on. All right. But listen very carefully. There are graces to partake of. And I will switch right now into the impartation session. In less than 30 seconds from now, all right, there's going to be a mighty flow of God's grace into your life. Right, go ahead and pray in other tongues right now. Pray in other tongues as we enter into the impartation dimension of this program. Lekura diba hasondo bahaya runde mendoko subregido shabradi hanamongoto Langarana mantika sibo shambrene kambro sabruma gliko grizibruhana shambrinenga zuzu prekido go zambre kitai ratakoze brutane mangosha da bahaya eranondosa kidoboshi karada bakida sande ko pare zuziko no mangelo shoka radigo bosoka rinamana samoro dokonde kipaga zuzambre kitakaya in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Are you ready? Come on now. Are you ready to receive in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Grace for early establishment is released upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are established early in the name of Jesus. Kora sikataya, for there is a river, lano kasita prokateya, and the streams whereof make glad the city of the living God. Kishomratia, God is in the midst of her. Krishotokatia, therefore she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Ikosatosha, receive early help in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Early help in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are helped early in the name of Jesus Christ. Mashom to pake kuro sutakai. Radoko sukatala bakosha. Ranoma konde kosha. God alima nakosha. The Most High God, the Merciful One, satisfies you early with mercy. With mercy. With mercy. With mercy, early establishment in the name of Jesus Christ. Ratoko shakata. I prophesy speed into your life right now in the name of Jesus. That anointing for divine acceleration is released upon you. The grace for divine acceleration is released upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That dimension of favor is upon you now as I speak. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, nenunge tukupra kidakaya. Lanka ramonoka zandiko supraka. You are satisfied with favor. You are satisfied with favor. You are satisfied with favor in all your endeavors in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Kabora jonanikan mangri zubru shande krashotona rande boka le boje brande kande kosho kredina zande broka tegre shuta. The grace of God for working of miracles, strange happenings in your career, strange happenings in your ministry, strange happenings in your business, strange happenings in your academics, ratokosha kata, of the order of God, in the name of Jesus, receive it in Jesus' name. Ranamakatosika ratabakishata, I prophesy scholarships, 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 receive it in the name of Jesus. Open doors. Karido paliko shatana magidagara. Zononta kisto poro diketu sota. That grace for prosperity is upon you. The grace for prosperity is upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you go forward and you prosper. You go forward and you prosper. You prosper. prosper, you break barriers. In the name of Jesus, you break limits. Ratomba sikatoka. Nothing is strong enough to hold you down anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ, Tamaka, you break forth into abundance. You break forth. Ikandubukuta. 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 Shambrudika sumdubrukanago soprekita kosha. Your eyes see opportunities. That grace for the prophetic, you see through the eyes of the seer. You see through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, you see opportunities. Rujombra kito kondikla dogro shukata. In ministry, in career, in business, in all your endeavors, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, makito konto krisa brobande krisho, and you are enabled to make the most of those opportunities. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, rekoto makisho koto gregido grosh. That apostolic grace is upon you, is upon your ministry, is upon the works of your hands, is upon your business, is upon your academics, is upon your career, is upon your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, Makatosa, you break new frontiers in business, you break new frontiers in research, you break new frontiers in academics. In the name of Jesus Christ, that grace for expansion, Ramata Kande Krosha, is upon you, is upon you, is upon you, is upon you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are people listening to me right now. As I speak, the hand of the Lord is already upon you. I see a lady in the spirit. Nakondi kapasatina. I see a young man also in the spirit. Kasundi karana matia kasha. Rotokoshaka. I see that the chains, lakusha kita, the shackles, makando krusha kata, hindering you from entering into financial abundance, makondi sikata, are broken already. In the name of the Lord Jesus, kabrosonde kande grusha taka. From henceforth, you begin to record testimonies of financial abundance. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, namako jipto bru. Now listen to this. If you know anybody who is sick, all right, in 2 or 3 minutes I'll be ministering to the sick. All right, call them right away. Tell them to join in now. The power of God is going to invade their lives, spirit, soul, and body, and will cause miracles of healing to take place. Glory to God. All right, in 2 or 3 minutes I'll be praying for the sick. Makoshida bako sunomonta. Rados kepoko shida barakia. I see a young man, the Lord has called you into business. Karuto kisha tanamandika sutaneha. You've been doing business on a small scale. Makusha katika ruto kusha. Rania manta. But the Lord is saying it's time to launch into the deep. Kasu kariata bahaya. This is your moment. This is your time. This is your moment. This is your time. Ranoma kashomdo pakito kozudaha. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is upon you right now. Take it in the name of Jesus. Receive that anointing. It's an empowerment to prosper. It's an empowerment to do business. It's an empowerment to make profit. It's an empowerment to make money. It's an empowerment to see opportunities. It's an empowerment to enter into new territories in the business world. And the people required, the connections required, they are coming your way right now as I speak. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Rimono Subande Kwate Kusukto Brokade Krosha. I see someone the Lord has called you into the ministry. It's an apostolic ministry. Radokosia, as I speak right now, the hand of the Lord is upon you. The hand of the Lord is upon you. Sanigosha protekisha kateko brekitoso katia legoro shoto. I hear the word temi, temi in the spirit. Timmy. The hand of the Lord is upon you, Timmy. Rush, I don't know who you are, but I know the hand of the Lord is upon you for ministry. Radoki pakatombe klekosho prekitaka. Ziprokotosa. I see someone right there. The Lord has anointed you with wisdom to enter into the research world. Hey, kasuta naha. You are called and anointed to be a scientist. Kabusha kita kaprata. You will discover secrets. Ilugra shuta. Breakthrough ideas will come to your mind by the Holy Ghost. Ramaka toso pagrekia. For therein is your prosperity, seeth the Lord. Ragapaki shotomondo karia. I see the Lord moving upon men. I see the hand of the Lord moving upon men. Right now as I speak, the hand of the Lord is moving upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see a man in the spirit, Ratoko Sitanama. The enemy has determined to stop you and make sure that you are stranded. But thus saith the Lord, Nakusa Kida Bahaya, the snare is broken and you escaped. Likosha Kataya, Sotoprokotosha, as a bird from the snare of the fowler, Shabaki Tokonde Breketoya. I decree your escape right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now those forces, loose him and let him go in the name of Jesus. For whosoever the Son of God shall set free is free indeed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Runto koshata bahande koshata regatoko shuto brukaligo sotonon. The Lord has started healing people. I see the Lord is healing people with eyesight defects. Eyesight defects. Likoshana mantoko sukretia. Are you short-sighted? Are you long-sighted? Ratoko shokoto. Or you have other defects, astigmatism. Ratoko shukaria na mataka. The power of God is working on eyes right now. I can see it in the spirit. Radoma kadogosa. Lagriko sotokona. Everything that has to do with the head. The head towards the neck, receive healing right now. In the name of Jesus, the healing mantle is working right now. Thank you, Father, for the angels of my Father that minister for me and minister with me. They are here. Thank you, Father, for them. Thank you, Father, for them. Lucresuta, they are where you are at right now. They are ministering. There is no gap. There's no distance in the spirit. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is working right now upon men. I see healing in the head area, ache in the head, migraine, whatever it is, or something that has to do with your neck, makusha tina mante kosha, or your teeth or tooth, mashukata, or your gum, your tongue, nakura tisokuda, or your throat, your face, makatokusho tina mandaka. The healing power of God is in the head area right now. Ranamon sotokida kasha, towards the neck, mananga digogo digogo. Likata, be healed in the name of Jesus right now. Thank you, Father. The power of God is spreading towards the shoulder and the chest area. The shoulder and the chest area. Ratokosaka, healing. Makosute krushata, lungs are healed. Kabruta kande krushataka, I rebuke the spirit of asthma in the name of Jesus. Lose your grip right now. Makosika radabahaya, toni ne kasutaha, I release the free spirit of God, the spirit of jubilee upon God's people right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nakondi kisambro doko shita. The power of God is spreading right now fast, very fast, spreading towards the abdomen. Ratoko sita, towards the waist, back. Likanoko sita paradia. Rozonon kote krisha, spreading very fast. Likotosha, towards, yes, kapataka, the knees. Karutokosha, the femur. Ratokosha kitokosha, the laps. Radaki shokotoka, the lower limbs, the legs. Aruno hanku lekonde kapta brukasha, healing in the name of Jesus. I command the release of men right now. Jesus paid the full price for their healing. By the stripes that wounded Jesus, I declare your healing right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Runomundika sotominango tunoguntunikaiga subduprokata, be healed in your body right now. Yes, flesh. I see someone stiffness in the finger, all right, one of your fingers. The Lord has made you whole. The Lord has made you whole. I see someone with dislocation in your body, in your bone, all right. I see shoulder and I see knee, all right, knee and ankle. Marono pakito kosha. By the creative power of God, there's a creative miracle going on right now. And I see the Lord healing pains, emotional, psychological distresses, ratokosha, things pertaining to the soul of man. Rashuka pakatone grikoshata, indecision is being healed right now. In the name of Jesus, procrastination is healed right now. I see the Lord touching the souls of men. Emotional issues are resolved. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Mako Zibrotona Brania. Lakodo zipto poko shante kido kosa ratakambo koshante kira. I see a young man, all right, you normally feel this warmth in your testes, all right, when it comes with pain and a lot of discomfort. Ranama toko sitanama, and sometimes you just want to sit down somewhere and cool off until it subsides. Likusha diga baradaha. The healing power of God is there right now. The warmth you are feeling right there now is not the warmth of discomfort, it's the warmth of God's power. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Kanombro Sitoko Shatanahai, Retoko Sikaradabakosha. I see God healing people of ovarian cysts. Ladies, get ready right now. Anything and everything that has to do with your reproductive system, God is looking into it right now. God is looking into it right now as I speak. The Lord God Almighty is touching your reproductive system. Rekosha katane bokosha, your ovaries, your fallopian tubes, lakota kito krusha, your womb, amigilongo bakikutunga tikatukuka. The angels of my Father, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, my Heavenly Father who sent me and commissioned me, they are working right now on reproductive organs, reproductive systems. Raduka lunga gito kota, I rebuke the ovarian cyst, be gone from her. In the name of Jesus, with the pain, go. In Jesus' name. Ratiku pakando kuruta kidabaka dukrushutana. Rekito konde krisho kata. There's a creative miracle going on right now as I speak. A creative miracle going on right now as I speak. Makusha namante. I see someone with an infection in your anus. The Lord has healed you right now. The pain is gone. The pain is gone. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see the Lord working on bones. Ratokosa, bent bones are straightened out by the power of the Holy Ghost. Raton bekitokosha taklatoshidaha. Rutomondo kota kitokosi karadabaha. Creative miracles are happening right now. Receive your healing. Place your hand where you require healing. Receive your healing right now in the glorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Please let the testimonies begin to flow in. Hallelujah. Once again, I want to announce the WhatsApp message. Messages can be sent to this number 0806568 6560. Praise God. I repeat, 0806568 6560. Send in your testimonies, send in the encounters that the Lord has given you. Send it to that WhatsApp number quickly right now. Don't hesitate. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I know the Lord has touched you. Or you want to send us an email, you can do that. Send it to testimony@shegunobaje.org. testimony@shegunobaje.org. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a wonderful and a blessed time we've had in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, let me make this announcement very quickly before I release the final word of blessing upon you. Now, Segun Obagye Teaching Ministries, SOTM, is an apostolic teaching ministry with a mandate to reach the ends of the earth with the message of new creation realities in Christ Jesus. And we stress very emphatically the integrity of God's word and communicating that in the strength and in the power of the Holy Spirit as we communicate the healing presence and the power of our Lord Jesus Christ to the world. That's what Segun Obagye Teaching Ministries is all about. Glory to God. I want to say this. How do you become a partner? All right. I know there are a couple of you that have been touched by God and you've been blessed by this ministry and you want to become a partner. This is how to become a partner. Step number one, prayerfully decide how much you want to partner with monthly or quarterly or yearly. All right, I would advise you do it monthly because you may forget when you do it quarterly or yearly. But if you do it monthly, you will not forget. Just build it into your monthly budget. Glory to God. Step number two, complete a partnership form online. You can do that now. Please write this address. Put it down right now, okay? www.segunobagye.org, all right, /partners. I repeat, www.segunobagye.org/partners. Go ahead and do that right now. All right, you click on that. It will take you to the partnership form online. You can fill it, just get some information from you, and then we'll respond to you thereafter. Then click on submit. Glory to God. Step number three, submit your completed form online and become a partner immediately. It's that simple. Three steps, okay? Decide on the partnership amount you are going to be giving, all right, monthly or quarterly or yearly. I want to subscribe to monthly so that you don't forget. Now, step number two, all right, you are going to click on www.segunobagye.org/partners, okay, and then fill in the information required, and then you can submit the form. Praise God, and then we are going to reach out to you thereafter. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe you have been blessed. Now, let the testimonies begin to flow in. Glory to God. Amen. There's somebody that the Lord has healed. All right. The Lord just touched that person. Okay. It looks like a mental case, but it's not outrightly serious. Okay. Like a mental derangement. All right. God has healed you right now. I see the hand of the Lord upon that beloved one. You are healed in Jesus' name. That heaviness on your mind is gone from you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. The heaviness on your mind, on your head, is gone from you now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that spirit of insanity. You go from that precious one. Lose that precious one now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your time is up. You can't hold that one down anymore in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak peace to you in Jesus' name. I see a woman. All right. It happened yesterday. You cried. Something happened between you and your husband. And it's been happening over and over again. You can literally say that it has become a trend. All right, in your family, I speak peace to your family in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the spirit of crisis, the spirit of conflict, the spirit of strife, the spirit of bitterness. I rebuke it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. That thing that always links everything to the past, and you're taking your reference point from, you know, past offenses and misgivings, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. And I terminate that flow. There's peace in your family right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right. Please make sure to send in your testimonies. We'd love to hear from you. Glory to God. For those who are partners already, you have made up your mind to be a partner of SOTM, to partner with us in the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We say thank you to you. Your seed sown is blessed. The same anointing that is upon this ministry is upon you. You go from strength to strength, from glory to glory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The good hand of the Lord is strong upon your business, the works of your hands, your ministry in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And every soul that is won, everyone that is healed, to the glory of God, you partake of the same grace in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. I can see someone, you're sweating. I can see you in the spirit, you're sweating already. You're sweating. The healing power of God has begun. All right? Like a stream of warm water flowing through your body from the very crown of your head to the soles of your feet. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God has made you whole. Glory to God. God has made you whole. And the Lord said to say to someone, there shall be no loss. There shall be no loss. All right. You understand that word? There shall be no loss. Glory to God. There shall be no loss. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And I see the hand of the Lord upon a woman. All right. The Lord says, I will put children in your womb and you will carry them to term. All right. There shall be joy in your family and the cries of baby. The cries of babies. Glory to God. Amen. And that's your portion. Receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And I see a lady, you've been limping, all right? You've managed it, okay? One of your legs is shorter than the other one, all right? The Lord has healed you. You can sense it right now. You're not wearing shoes, so you can sense it. The power of God is pushing out that leg. Is elongating the shorter leg or the short leg and elongating it to measure up to the long one. Praise God. Hallelujah. The hand of the Lord is upon you. What a day. Miracles are happening already. All right. Please make sure you tell your friends about this. Miracles are happening already. If they are hooking up now as I speak, just now. All right. Miracles are happening in their lives. I tell you the truth. Glory to God. And as we close for the day, receive a word of blessing. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. It is well with you. It is well with yours. Go from glory to glory. Go from strength to strength. This is your season of upgrade. This is your season of advancement. This is your season of prosperity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is so in Jesus' name. I expect your testimonies. God bless you. Let's share the grace together in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely God's goodness and mercies are following us all the days of our lives because we are the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. I was told, you know, just a couple of minutes ago that there are testimonies. Wow, awesome testimonies. God has been so good to us. There's a testimony here. He says, I have been healed of neck pain. Neck pain healed by the power of God. Hallelujah. There's another beloved one here, healed of cough and catarrh. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says, Pastor prayed for those with head and neck issues. She was instantly made whole. All right. The cough is gone. The catarrh dried up by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What a wonderful God we serve. We give God praise for that. Amen. And then there's another one here, another testimony here. My name is Ade Oshunbolanle. I was having pains in my throat on two sides, which indicates tonsillitis. The pain started on Wednesday evening when Pastor called healing for the head area to the neck. I laid my hands on the place and immediately the pain was gone. Hallelujah. I could yawn without pain. I could swallow saliva without pain too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful God we serve. There's another testimony here. He says, I woke up with pain in my right thumb. As pastor was ministering to the sick and addressing pain, I checked my thumb and the pain had gone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful testimonies. Praise the name of the Lord God Almighty for his goodness. Okay? And then I want to say this, for those who want to partner with us, the SOTM account is SOTM Partnership. It's a GT Bank account. And the number is 02701-56587. 02701-56587. Okay? You can partner with us, okay? Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, so don't forget, you can send in your testimonies to this particular number, 08065686560. So just send in a WhatsApp message to this number. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, let me just read. Testimonies are coming in. This is a testimony from Inyoluwa. When Pastor was ministering about apostolic ministry, I felt the Spirit of God all over me, and I fell to the ground, and I felt the Spirit of God rest on me. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for giving to the Lord. I was healed of toothache and migraines. The pain disappeared instantly as you mentioned my case. Glory to God. Okay, there's another testimony here. He says, Pastor mentioned that God is healing me of ovarian cyst. The doctor initially diagnosed it and 3 weeks ago, before and during the meeting, I was feeling pain around my waist. I received my healing and the pain disappeared instantly. Glory to God. We give God all the praise. More testimonies will come in, but let me let you go. Amen. God bless you. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for joining in. Thank you for being part of what the Lord has done on joining this meeting. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.